If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Miami. Welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas. And on this beautiful, beautiful start to the NBA season, with me today, Heat Twitter president, host of Hangover Time, Alf954. What up? You're muted, Alf. There you go.
I'm sorry. I was saying you need something in that room to absorb sound.
I do.
Welcome was tinny as fuck. You need like a rug or some shit.
I need a rug. I need furniture. I'm in an empty. I did put a light though. I did put that Govee light. So I at least have something in the background so that people don't say I'm in a dentist's office. If anything, I'm in a fun dentist's office. You know what I mean?
No, you're in a creepy dentist's office. Yeah, right? Like that's a like, Elliot dentist's office. You buy weight loss pills and HGH at that dentist's office.
You get fake vaccination cards in this dentist's office.
Get the Chernobyl glow. Oh
no. The nurse knows a guy. You know what I mean? Exactly.
mi primo.
Yeah. That voice you hear on the bottom right corner is our 2K coach and StreamBeef co-founder, Frankie G.
What's going on, G? What's going on, guys? Miss you guys.
It's been a minute, Frankie.
Yes, sir.
Chat's good popping. Chat's happy we're back. On the bottom left is a great Siobhan.
What's up? Hey, people. Welcome back. Well, welcome everybody back. I haven't seen you guys in a minute.
It's been a minute. It's nice to be back.
Right. Hey, Alf. Welcome back.
Leif says it looks like Marvin's room. Chat's happy. It's good to be back. Hopefully, Joker. I'll.
That raptor that you love so bad.
I was thinking anime pillow.
Oh, there's going to be anime stuff in the back. Don't worry. There's going to be plenty in this room for you guys to make fun of. If you're watching on twitch.tv/MIEHeatBeat. We thank you so much for that patronage. That means a lot to us. If you're a YouTube subscriber audience, we thank you. If you're watching on YouTube and you're not subscribed, what are you doing? You know that I think 80% of people who watch on YouTube aren't subscribed. If you're a regular, please hit us up, subscribe. That helps us a lot. And if you're a pod listener, we love you so much. Another season with Blue Wire, and we're happy to be here. So, y'all, I don't even know where the fuck to start. Let's start with the Heat stuff, and then we'll kind of move around the NBA. I think Media Day is kind of funny, Alf, because it's like, it's a lot of nonsense and hope trafficking, right? We know all too well. We've all been there, and it's fun, right? It's the first day of the season. Controversy-less, thankfully, unlike some other teams. But we were talking pregame, like, you know, Spo is like, we're going to pick up the pace. That is like the first thing any coach says the first day of camp.
Every coach picks up the pace, and every player gains 15 pounds of muscle. Like, it's just... It's like the first day of school when you're like, dude, I am going to do so good this year. Like, I'm going to go to all my classes. I'm going to do my homework. Like, new I'm shoes. Not going to fuck around. You put your outfit out the night before. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, they're all in their new outfits and shit. Like, Jimmy's got a headband. He got his hair done. Kyle's got a new fit. Like, everyone's first feeling good. Yeah, it's first
Tyler
day
worked out. You know, Tyler hit the gym.
Tyler.
Like, first day of New Year's. Like, you have your resolution, and then by week two.
Like, damn, this team still can't defend. Fuck.
By week three, they're 25th in pace. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, every year, though. Every year. And I was laughing because Chris Paul was like, oh, we're going to have Kyle push the pace. I was like, on what planet has Kyle Lowry been a pace pusher?
Yeah, like... Spo said he likes to push the pace on the break, and I'm like, wait, what?
That is true, though.
He wasn't even saying on the break. He just said he consistently pushes the pace, pushes the ball, and I'm like, Kyle Lowry? Is that the same Kyle Lowry I'm thinking of? Because that's not the motherfucker I've been watching. I think he got confused with De'Aaron Fox or somebody, because that is not Kyle Lowry. There's a lot of things I'm excited about Kyle Lowry about, and speed is not one of them.
Listen, I love my man, but conditioning's not, you know what I mean, at the top. Kyle's not in here for a sprint. You know what I'm saying?
Be careful. Don't talk about heat culture.
Body fat.
Don't talk about the body fat.
Yeah, Raptors Twitter was down bad today. I feel bad for my people, but goddamn, bro, they're mad that Goran's there. Like, you know, who let Goran in here? By the way, shout out to Goran. Obviously, Kyle and Goran played together in Houston. Kyle hit Goran up and like, yo, can I have seven? And Goran said yes. And Goran didn't take seven from Kyle in Toronto. You know,
couldn't have. I mean,
no. For sure. Yeah, Goran is like a question mark. You know, it's funny. Like, people are like laughing at the idea that the Heat would retire Goran Dragic. Like, I'm in other NBA group chats, some blue check mark group chats, and they're like confused by that. And I was like, every Heat fan, I think, is in on that idea. Not that we have to rehash
Heat
that.
Fan. No, I can understand people outside of the immediate Heat fan base being like, what the hell? But like, he's beloved there. So I it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, there's other fan bases that don't know why they would retire Udonis's number.
That's like, stupid.
Yeah. Did the Thunder retire Nick Collison's number?
Yeah, I think they did. And like jersey retiring and Ring of Honor kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That is so like, you know, local team specific. Like, you don't be, Udonis has never been an all-star. Who cares? It's not, you know, his Hall of Fame resume. It is. Yeah. You know, indicative of what he did in Miami. It's not a, so with Goran, like the thing when nobody else was paying attention to the Miami Heat, we were, and Goran was here that whole time. Like, he's the bridge from LeBron, Bosh, and Dwayne to Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Kyle Lowry. Goran got us through that whole time. So of course Heat fans appreciate the shit out of it. And yes, and we did retire 23.
Thank you. Hashtag unretire MJ's number, please. Oh, guys. Please.
And Dan Marino's. What the fuck is that?
Take that shit down.
Dan's not retired. Bam's wears it.
It's still stupid. Get that shit out of there.
It's just hung. That doesn't bother me.
They don't. The Dolphins actually do retiring. That for the Heat. But the Dolphins don't do that for the Heat. Get the fuck out of there.
That's why they're an unserious franchise.
The teams are adversarial, if anything. Like,
the only good thing about those jerseys being retired is like, that's how I know where I'm at in the arena.
It's like the North Star.
Yeah, it's like, oh wait, okay, I'm in the media section because I can wear, I can try on Dan Marino's jersey. So I know it must be an ESPN game.
Ethan gets to sit down low, and Ethan will put you and Alex up in the rafters.
Yeah, you know, trying on the Jordan jersey.
Yeah, hanging.
Also, like the Spanish language broadcast. I was like, damn, bro, like it's kind of racist.
You're dapping up Jose Pineda up there, you know?
Yeah.
So everything starts, right? Bam, right off the bat, is talking about he wants to be a shooter, which I think is good. And I tweeted something out today, kind of like talking about his shooting numbers from all around the floor. And he's like almost near 45 to 50% on a lot of like spots from mid-range. It's just like he has to be more willing to take them, right? He has to have, right, Shimon? Like, I think we know that he's a capable shooter, and I think those numbers can get a little better. But I think the main thing, what we want from him this season, is we want him to be a more willing shooter.
Yeah, like you said, he's a good shooter when he takes them. It's so infuriating him not taking them. You know, we were going back through clips for the award show, and like just going back through my breakdowns and just.
Brass in chat says G mentioning Ethan when Ethan doesn't think about G at all. That's probably true. Ethan's my guy, dude.
Heat Dolphins of you.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Siobhan.
But yeah, no, like, you know, it's just frustrating looking back and seeing all of the just like wide open opportunities that he wouldn't even just face the basket. And, you know, I think a lot of people want him to take threes. I'm not even necessarily asking him to pull, you know, the trigger from three. If you do, cool, fine. I want you to take the top of the key, you know, wing, a step in, you know, a step in from the three, all of that availability, all of those areas. And, you know, if he's more willing to do that, he opens things up for himself, for other people. It just helps, you know, spread the load out a little bit more.
For ball me, it's not load. Just about, yeah, ball handling load situation. Mm-hmm. But it's not just about him shooting, right? Yeah. I think Siobhan is getting to it. It's more about shot selection and having a plan when he has the ball, right? So, like, it's getting the ball and thinking about it for 3 seconds and then, shooting from the corner or shooting from the top of the key or looking indecisive or not looking at the basket or, like, having an ill-fated drive to the rim with a 7-footer camped out underneath. Like, all that stuff, like, it's just when you get the ball, what are you doing with it?
Yeah.
You know? And be aggressive. And if it leads to a pass, it leads to a pass. But him turning around, looking at the – thinking about 15 million different things and just not, and there just being no plan. And then he, you know, shoots a jumper, whether he makes it or not. Sometimes it's just not even good basketball.
Yeah.
Like shoot the jumper because it was within rhythm. You were wide open. You were being aggressive, but don't shoot the jumper because you just didn't know what else to do with the ball. when he has a back to the basket and nobody's on him and he's looking for a handoff. Like, that's the kind of stuff, a more aggressive game is like, I think.
Mentality.
Yeah, and it's just know what you're doing, have a plan when you get the ball.
That hot potato ass shit.
That's where the addition of Kyle, I think we're going to see the most effectiveness, because we saw before the bubble, the Heat had kind of been figured out in their dribble handoff offense, and we saw all of last year without Goran being able to consistently start or be consistent in the lineup, they had issues having another de facto offense and weaponry. Now Kyle can run offense, can score a little bit, can create for others. Now Bam doesn't have to do it all for himself. And he can get those easy buckets. Everybody's talking about the shooting. I'm excited for fucking Bam to get to the rim again.
Rim running. Yeah. Rim running with a guy like Kyle on the ball.
Like, we've been talking about his shooting becoming a weapon and becoming something we can use. He wasn't able to get to the rim, easy buckets, easy to the free throw line, get some lobs up. That was that year. Last year, we did not see Bam get how many highlight lob dunks did he get? Like, barely.
No one's been
anything.
Able to throw a lob since Dwayne. Yeah. He like
Gorn taught himself. He got better.
A little bit. I mean,
they get better, but it was still like
the problem was that Gorn was just super unavailable last year.
To your point too, Frankie. Though it isn't unlike those types of opportunities he needs to find himself, frequenting more. But it isn't unlike he had. That chances for him to score were difficult to come by. And I think my point is just when you have those, chances, look at them. Just try. But I fully agree. Like, he has to be able to get, easier looks at the basket, more free throw attempts, stuff like that.
Well, I think to Frankie's point about Kyle Lowry, they were too easy to defend last year.
Yes. Yeah.
Predictable.
It's predictable. And that's why a guy like Bam, who's not a natural offensive talent, he keeps getting the ball. And it's like, everyone's like, what are you going to do? And he's like, I don't fucking know. What I mean? When he was decisive, like the next game, when he hit the game winner, like, he was good. But it's like, if you're asking him to do it all game long because Jimmy's not available, Goran's not available, Tyler Hero, or Jimmy's playing shitty, or Tyler Hero can't get past a fucking crash test dummy. Like, it's like he just had so much on his shoulders that a guy like Kyle, Bam is just not going to have to think as much next year.
Yeah.
Which is exciting to me. It's like, we don't need point Bam all the time.
No, was last year the first time in Bam's career that he scored over 15 a game? Like, he's never been a scorer, and he was asked to score and playmaker, like you said, like, create for himself, and that's what happened with Milwaukee. He's like standing around, and they're like, beat us, you're gonna beat us yourself. He wasn't equipped for that. Now with Lowry and a lot of the other guys, the other guys aren't gonna do offensively, but they're gonna alleviate some pressure defensively. He's not gonna have to switch on to everybody and stop everybody and rebound and everything. It's just the team is a lot better, more well rounded than they were.
When everyone's healthy.
Yeah, whatever. So, that's the big if.
Injury, like, and we're back to shit again. It's like,
it's 35 minutes of Gabe Vincent. Ready.
Yeah. Delta's scary, man. I mean, I don't hear like either all vaccinated or mostly vaccinated. I think they're all vaccinated from what I'm understanding. So I mean,
I'm having Rodney Magruder flashbacks right now.
Remember when they made Rodney go to Kawhi?
I've never been more angry than there was a game when Rodney Magruder had 35 minutes, and I mean, that's the shoot me in the fucking face episode.
No, how about when Rodney Magruder is running fucking backup point guard and running pick and rolls, and we're like, yeah, he's the future. I'm like,
Who said that?
Spo's giving him the pick and roll touches,
bro. Like honestly, I mean, they peed on our head a lot and told us it was raining. Listen. And a lot of times Rodney Magruder was the urine.
So kind of to your guys' point a second ago, you know, when you via, by the way, this is courtesy of Instat, the five most common plays that the Heat ran last season, Butler pick and roll handler, Hero pick and roll handler, Robinson handoff, Robinson catch and shoot, Dragic pick and roll handler. Bam is not even in the top five. Bam is number six as a roller, and then it's none pick and roll handler, and then finally Adebayo post up. So Bam is just not – I expect that to change. I think for me, like, that's something I'm going to be monitoring all season. How often is Bam a finisher and how frequently is that compared to other things? Because he's their best player, or like he should be their best player. I still think Jimmy's their best player, but I think that if this team is going to be, like, championship, like, regular season and championship good, Bam has to be the best player. So you want to see, like, Bam as a roller kind of be, you know, third or second for me.
And that doesn't mean Jimmy taking a step back. That means Jimmy being as good as he's been, but Bam has to be better.
I think that might be kind of like a lost point. Like, yes, Bam needs to, we want him to be better in, you know, the areas that we need him to, but Jimmy also, like you said, can't take a step back. Like Jimmy needs to, I know like people are saying that they feel Jimmy may be beyond his prime. I don't know what, as far as that, but he keeps himself in great shape. He's a nutcase in the head. So like, I'm sure he, you know, it's a thing to him to be in good shape, but I think you're absolutely right. Like Jimmy has to be able to stay where he is and Bam, you know, rise for
Savannah,
you know, to kind of culminate the way we want it to.
You saying that reminded me, I forgot. I wish I could credit whoever tweeted this, but somebody tweeted that it was like, I expect Jimmy not to be vaccinated just because he wants to face Corona head on. He just wants to beat it because he's just wired.
Want to make Corona his bitch?
He beat it last season. We don't need that again.
He did come back stronger after.
He had a career year, arguably a first team All NBA season. A lot of people gave him first team All, but like that was his best season ever. You know, Tiff and chat saying Jimmy 27-7. I mean, that'd be fucking great.
Yeah, right?
Like, that's not beyond.
I don't think so.
Not unapproachable.
I mean, he did something like that last season, so it's not like it's
well, you know what? That's another thing. People like Siobhan saying, people saying Jimmy took a step back. Yeah, Jimmy had one of his best regular seasons last year.
Oh, the best
like,
regular
he
season.
He ran out of gas. Like the tweet from a couple of days ago, and everybody's like, "What? Tyler Hero's 37 points in the Eastern Conference Finals was a year ago." And then I tweeted out like, "Guys, you got to." The last finals game they played was October 11th, 2020.
Yes.
They're going to play
a season.
They're going to play a preseason game before the 1 year anniversary of their finals two seasons ago.
That's crazy.
like these guys were on fumes by the time the playoffs came around.
Arrest Adam Silver.
We have to take we all sat here on he beat Weird Al pregame show, Hangover Time, lighting this team up night after night. But we have to take all this shit with a grain of salt. Now, there was a lot of things that they deserved, like the front office not preparing for this kind of season. And you know, running it back and saying Goran will save us. And me and G used to argue about that all the time. And I was Goran's legs will fall off before the playoffs. And they basically did.
Yeah.
So we have to take everything that happened last year with a grain of salt, right? And say these guys, who they were at the end of 2020, they're not that far removed from that. Like, they don't just suck because of one bad series against the Bucks.
Yeah.
And boy, was it bad. It was so bad that it leaves a shitty – I mean, that's the kind of series that breaks teams up. Like, dead ass.
But look at it this way, G. The last nine playoff games against the Bucks, It's 5-4.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
You know, just as shitty as they felt after that last series, it's as shitty as the Heat feel after this. They went out and got a point guard and got better. The Heat went out and got a point guard and got better.
God, I want them so bad.
Let's run that shit back.
I want
round three.
Run that shit back.
Your fans talking too much shit. I want them.
I think the other big thing of the day.
Talking shit from Milwaukee. Yeah, the Fonz, get the fuck out of here. Say happy days.
What do we call it? The Delta District? The Deer District? Or the Delta District?
They look so gross over there.
Oh my God. Much
a lot of neck beard. A lot of neck beard.
It was like Mardi Gras, but with ugly people.
Like Midwestern Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
like a boxed wine, like that hot wine shit when they get rid of the cold. It's horrible. God damn.
Fuck. It tastes like arsenic.
I can't relate. We can't relate to the cold. Well, I don't know. Maybe you were in New York for a bit. I can't relate to the cold. Never lived in the cold.
I left when I was 5. I don't know about it.
Like, fuck that shit. String hand jersey with you and you left that shit.
I lived in Atlanta for 2 years and I thought it was fucking, I thought that was the Arctic. I was like,
yeah, Atlanta gets hot too. Goddamn.
Yeah. Terrible place, by the way. But anyway,
I guess the other really big thing was quite literally big was Tyler getting buff, kind of, right? Tyler put on some weight, something we want. I mean, we saw the pictures, 15, but you know how IG works, and you know how the social media fucking training weight room should go. He looked actually bigger. Like he looked legit. Yeah. Like he put on some weight. I think that's great for him. And really, like, other than the goofy, and we can get into some of the goofy stuff from media day, but I think those are the big things to take away. You go, okay, Bam is coming out and putting the accountability on himself. Like, listen, I got to do XYZ, which is the shit we've been saying. It's like, okay, because remember last season was, oh, I don't, why do I got to score? I'm good at other stuff. Mm-hmm. This season he came out and said, okay, I got to do this, right? And Kyle's leadership's there, you know, Jimmy's leadership's there. Obviously UD's still here. Marcus Morris, a lot of veterans, a lot of good, you know, good vets. UD wasn't there. I believe his father passed away. So prayers to Udonis and his family. Probably horrible to go through. But so Bam kind of came out and said that. And then, so that's good. And then the Tyler stuff, which, listen, if he has a bounce back season, and we've kind of gone back and forth with this. Because, like, my thing with Heat fans right now is they are – kind of more concerned with Tyler winning awards than the Heat being good. It's always like, well, what's Tyler going to do? Can Tyler win six man? And it's become a little bit of brain rot. And then before I let you go, they were comparing him to, they said that he could do a Jason Tatum leap. And I know that you're not there. I know that you're not there, but it's like that shit starts compounding on itself. And I'm sitting here like, what the fuck are we doing? This is like their fourth or fifth best player. Like, calm the fuck down.
Let me hear leap one more time in fucking relation to Tyler Hero, and I'm gonna lose my fucking mind, right? Yeah. I think we're both saying the same thing, but like, I think when the Heat fans are saying that they want Tyler to be in consideration for Sixth Man of the Year, it's because if Tyler does what we think he can do in the role that he'll be playing this year, he should be in Sixth Man of the Year, the conversation, because he should be in the high teens in scoring. He should be efficient. He's going to have so many opportunities to have the ball in his hands, not dominate the ball. I think they're going to stagger him, Kyle, and Jimmy with him a lot, where he won't be ball dominant, but he will be relied on to score a lot. He'll be out there with Gabe Vincent and Dwayne Dedman and Markieff Morris.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks, because a world-class dad deserves a world-class steak. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89. Just go to omahasteaks.com and use the promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout for an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor, endless variety, and endless value. Truly, they have perfected more than just steak. Your dad is guaranteed to love every bite. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE to get an exclusive savings. Shop for unforgettable gifts that are guaranteed to make Dad's Day. Because if there's one thing that Omaha Steaks knows, it's that dads want steak. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout to save on exclusive packages starting at just $89.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So if that's what, if that's where he's going to be, what he's going to be surrounded by, who needs to score? It's got to be Tyler. And Tyler at 17 points per game, 18 points per game on efficient shooting, that's a sixth man of the year candidate. So it's not so much that we people are looking at, oh, he better win that award. We're saying if he does what he should do, and the things, if he does the things that will make the Heat successful and himself successful, he will be in that conversation automatically. Good job, G. Thank. Oh my
right
God.
Right on cue.
Right on cue. But anyway,
I changed the cable. There's something else wrong. We got to get to the bottom. God.
But it's just about him doing what he should be doing, and that's an end of the story. And I think we all agree on what's his strong suit. His strong suit is scoring, right, and shooting
buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like somebody was trying to tell me, oh, he's a really good passer. Like, shut the fuck up, all right? He is not a good passer. He's an okay passer. He's a passable passer, and he may get better at it. But
he's your third or fourth option as a passer.
He doesn't have good vision. When he's in control of the ball and he has to play make for other people, he turns the ball over a lot.
Yeah.
And he's like short arm passes where he's not really confident and. He's not a good passer, and that's not what they need from him anyway. So it's fine.
Yeah,
he's just weak. He needs to, like, I like that he gained some muscle and stuff, but that should help him with his finishing and create and like finishing through contact and stuff. But he needs to, you know, work on his handling. He needs to work on his separation. His shooting took a dip, and you know, the short season and the no off season probably had a role with that. The inconsistent role, starter, point guard, shooting guard, whatever. But like Alf said, he should have an easier role. You can stagger Jimmy and Kyle with him all the time, so he can be the secondary ball handler all his minutes. He doesn't have to create for himself. He can attack a bent defense. His shot should be better coming off a full off season of rest and just working out. He's got to have the role of the sixth man from the beginning, and he can work on that and have that consistent role. Doesn't have that excuse. And plus he's still, you know, he's 1 year, about to be 1 year away from his rookie extension. He's got something to play for. He should be motivated and motivated to prove all these guys wrong, including some of us, myself included. Like I think he's kind of shown what he is. I hope he can be better. I hope he can prove me wrong. Because if he is, like Alf said, if he's an 18 point per game scorer, he's efficient, he's shooting the ball well, that helps the Heat a lot. They need offensive help as much as possible.
Yeah, I think the role, like you said, the role is what, you know, is going to matter, right? Because as a sixth man, he will still, whoever he's coming in for, there's still two other, you know, ball handlers on the floor. I think this is when we saw his usage kind of get closer to what they will need from him as far as last season concerned, when they split he and Duncan and he came off the bench and he was able to come in with a playmaker. Now he'll be coming in with or have, you know, a better of a playmaker than he, you know, had with him in the second unit. I think the whole Jason Tatum type comparison thing is doing a great deal of disservice to someone like a Tyler, when not even saying his expectations shouldn't be tampered, but like 17, 16 points a game, those are reasonable expectations. And even that, like it's doable, but it is a thing to be done. So when people are out here like throwing him up against, you know, physical other, like, more physically gifted people like a Jason Tatum and kind of whoever else. It's not fair to Tyler because
that's the word. It's not fair, and it hasn't. Things haven't been fair to Tyler for ever since the end of the last playoffs, right. The bubble playoffs.
Right.
No one had, and honestly, I've ripped Tyler a bunch. But my thing was that he just was not the guy they needed last year.
Right. He wasn't their backup point guard. It's still not their backup pointer. He's going to thrive as being able to, you know, like you said, be a scoring option. I was talking with someone on Twitter and they kind of likened him to maybe a Jordan Clarkson. And even in that kind of role, I'll say Jordan Clarkson before his last season campaign, like the year that Jordan Clarkson really kind of started to pop before he, you know, kind of won Sixth Man last year, because I think he was relied on to handle the ball a bit more than I still even kind of want Tyler to handle the ball and with that unit. So yeah, 16, 18 points a game. I think that's not too much to ask. And when you're able to kind of flesh out a reasonable argument, you sound much better than, you know, he should be doing the things that Jason Tatum
He should be
did.
Jason Tatum. That's crazy.
Jason Tatum was the focal point of offense. Like Jason Tatum, and was still giving dudes 30.
And he's athletic, physical freak. Exactly.
And he's gone to the Western, he's led the team to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah,
multiple
like,
times.
Don't do those things.
Yeah, like,
say reasonable things.
But that should be the motto. Say reasonable shit.
The bare minimum.
We need to make a t-shirt. Say reasonable things, Bond.
For years.
But like when we saw Tyler flourish, like I was watching those Celtics highlights when he dropped 37, he wasn't initiating offense. He wasn't bringing the ball up. My man was just sitting there. Oh, my turn. Bomb.
Cool.
Bomb. Like he was just. He was playing off of other guys. He was not the initiator. And then, you know, we went into that offseason and we heard the Leap bullshit. And then I'm hearing Leap crap again.
I hate Leap talk.
Leap talk. Listen, fuck Leap, Leap talk forever.
Fuck Leap talk. I hate Heath Twitter during Leap talk.
But no, like this, I called for the trading of Tyler Herro last year because that's not who they needed. I'm glad they were able to keep Duncan, Tyler, and bring in Kyle. Like, that is huge to me.
Absolutely.
All you had to do was RIP Goran. You lost Precious. Oh, well. So now, you know, you look at it, the guy's in the right role now. And in that role, he should, you know, if he produces, he'll be, but whether he's a candidate or not, he needs to produce.
Yeah. Okay. So, a couple things before we move off of Tyler. I think the thing I really want to monitor are the frequency at which he does pull-up jumpers. Now, last season, I was monitoring that a lot. Earlier in the season, he was doing really good at that pull-up mid-range.
Were you doing your own research?
I do, yeah. He was shooting like 50% on the pull-up for mid-range, which is good because he can't really get separation and he can't beat a guy and get down to the basket, but he has a tight handle. He can do.
He does not have a tight handle. Stop saying that.
He does.
He gets ripped one-on-one. That's not a tight handle.
He has a decent handle.
He does not have. No,
I do think he.
Yeah,
he can get
decent.
To a spot. He can get
say
to like a mid range.
Things.
He can get
say
to a mid range.
Say reasonable shit.
Yeah. But he was shooting that well early. Ended the season shooting 42% from 2-point off the pull up. His catch and shoot threes were really good though. He was shooting almost 40% on catch and shoot threes. Percentage of frequency was 21 and the pull-ups were 20. So those numbers are even. So he was taking almost as many pull-ups as he was catch and shoot. I want that number to fucking separate. I want way more catch and shoots, less pull-ups. And if you look at his rookie season, that was what happened. He was shooting 26% of his jumpers were catch and shoot and 20 were pull-ups, and he shot 44% his rookie year on catch and shoot three. So I think with Kyle coming in, kind of what you guys have all really said, kind of pushing him to that off ball, kind of just a score bucket role, I think that's going to be really beneficial. I think that's something that we can monitor all season. How is his shot diet looking? What are his shot attempts? Like, how is he getting his field goal attempts? And I think just naturally the balance of order is going to restore. What are you laughing at, Frankie?
The
Christian.
They said it's tight compared to G's sloppy handle.
Well, Christian cannot stop talking about Tyler's body.
Yeah, no, listen.
Christian says
they call him a beefcake.
He says he needs to call a doctor because he's been rock hard for more than 4 hours.
I love that.
So tons of fun shit at Media Day. Jimmy Butler sneaking in, throwing the big face coffee on Kyle Lowry's thing. The Charlie's Angel. Can we talk about the Heat social media team saying this is gonna be fun with that Charlie's Angel picture?
Please don't. I mean, that's the Dwight Howard, Steve Nash shit.
I know. What the and fuck the were they thinking?
Don't ever.
Why
did
they do that? Yeah. Like somebody, I don't know. That shit, but I was like, what are they doing? This is you don't do that. We made fun of the Lakers for that.
Can we talk about the X Factor?
I'm sorry. I'm picturing G's face over Oladipo. What are we doing?
I think we have one. Hold on. I think.
That is a fantastic.
I don't know what Ethan did. He did this man a disservice.
He looks so big.
No, it's great. No, he did a great thing for me.
No, if I was Victor, I would sue him.
I'm glad that picture exists.
That would be my sixth reason.
It's defamation.
My sixth reason. It was like a quote about him, you know, unfinished business and this unserious picture.
You just take another picture.
Yeah, like just take another one real quick, please. Oh my God, this thing is horrid.
Well, that's why it's funny.
Here, are you still looking for the one with you?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, he was.
Jack,
there you go.
Yeah.
That's going to be a meme all season.
I need the Giante one.
I was going to make it Giante.
I need the Giante cap. There you go.
I hate that so much. So it's a great picture. I think it's a funny picture. I'm glad it exists.
Our resident photographer says worst photo ever.
Worst photo ever.
I didn't even know that he looks like a cartoon.
I don't know. G's selfie from the award show was pretty bad.
Yeah. Everybody made fun of that. That was such a happy night for me. And everybody, that became a meme. I was so proud of us. We were celebrating ourselves. And that shit became a meme. People said I need to get a tailored suit. I have tailored suits. I've gained some weight.
G, you go good. Don't listen to people.
Bond, I heard that. She said, you look like a happy chipmunk.
She didn't say that.
But the one thing about Depot, like, I want to be excited about that because he is X Factor. Like, he makes them a completely different team. But man, it's like, are we gonna do that to ourselves?
No.
I mean, his surgery was botched. Like, if he was having botched surgery and he came and got it corrected, I don't see why it's not, you know, reason or like why it doesn't make sense to, you know, expect that he'll return to some semblance of himself. Like you said, if he does, that opens up a whole different, you know, kind of dynamic for what they're able to do. You want to talk about like pushing pace?
He looks healthy. Look at him. He's jumping.
He looks happy.
Think he looks good.
That picture, yeah, that one just makes it look like
someone was thinking.
Aisha in the chat said he looks like he's on the Zion diet.
That picture looks like he's missing the whole year.
The other one.
This one. Like I'm not counting on that Victor.
I'm counting on this guy. That guy.
This one,
good.
I'm like, okay, now
yeah, this Victor is good at basketball.
His legs look strong. His hips look like his.
Well, the last time that guy landed like that, he blew out his knee. So
yeah.
Do you remember the Klay Thompson lookalike that would go to Warrior games?
Yeah.
That's what this looks like. This looks like a Victor Oladipo lookalike. like it's not Victor.
It's like Vic's casting a Heat Beat movie. Like it's not pretty fucking close.
It's close, but it ain't him. Yeah.
What is his head doing? It's like his head looks too big for his body.
No, his head looks photoshopped. That's what it looks
cause,
like.
Because the angle and it just looks too big.
It's honestly, it's the clearest picture Ethan Skolnick has ever taken.
Yes.
To Vic's detriment. Like, he has never taken a picture this clear, and he found the moment where Vic, like, Victor has never, Victor's head wasn't that disproportionate when he was a baby. Like, he looks like, oh, like that old, like a Ludacris video.
Big ass heads in the
NBA Barry Jam Bonds. Victor Oladipo.
Like, this looks less Photoshopped than this.
It really does. That's just sad.
It really does.
Oh, man.
It's just never not funny.
Poor fucker.
Okay, we would be remiss if we didn't go around the league with all the fucking shit that's been going. Do you guys want to start with Kyrie Irving or Bradley Beal?
What did Brad do?
Oh, you don't know what Brad did?
Uh-oh.
They're all doing the same type of thing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know. Brad came out peak anti-vaxxer. I think my favorite quote was, I don't feel the pressure to get vaccinated. I don't think you could pressure anyone into doing things or putting things in their body. Like, you know, we're not drinking vodka and smoking shit. That was a funny part to me.
Oh, my favorite was him saying, I had COVID. I didn't get sick. I just lost my sense of smell. Like, that is literally what getting sick means.
I lost a major sense. I was fine.
Besides losing one of my major senses.
That's it.
I was okay.
I mean, he's lost his sense for wanting to stay with the Wizards, but that's beyond that.
I was blind for a week, but that was fine.
Brad was on one today, which was especially funny because he was doing the anti vax. But he got into it because some people were just like, you know what, personal decision, and they really tried to move it along. And reporters, for the most part, were like, that's kind of stupid, but whatever. And then Brad was just on one. I would ask this question to those who are getting vaccinated: why are you still getting COVID?
It's like, I'm at the point now, you don't want to get the vax, whatever. I'm not turning this into an episode of
Light Skin Opinions.
Yeah.
Vax beat.
Vax beat. But it's just like, once you start giving your reasoning and your justification, you are automatically spreading disinformation. Like, right? Like, as soon as you start giving your reasoning, it becomes a disinformation campaign. Like, immediately, like, you start saying, well, why are vax people still getting it? They told us from the beginning that a vaccinated person can still contract the virus. You just won't get sick. No one ever lied to you, bro. No one ever lied.
I think you can have your reasoning without spreading disinformation. You can literally, I don't want to, I'm not comfortable yet. Without going out and like saying active, you know.
It was just that he thought he had something. He really thought he had something.
Siobhan, that is inherently the problem. Because at this point, most people, like, I have friends who say, I ain't got it yet because I'm lazy. Honestly, I have more respect for that than you say, I haven't gotten yet because I don't want a fucking microchip where they could track black people. Like, okay, enough. You know what I mean? Like, don't spread, like, if you don't want to get it because you just don't feel like it, you know what I'm saying? Or some shit like that. But once you start with the disinformation, misinformation, and spreading nonsense, like, that's where I'm like, so for him to say, you know, to come at like some know-it-all shit, like gotcha shit, like, why are vax people still getting it? Motherfucker, they've always said vax people can get it.
Yeah, all right. I don't understand. Like, most of y'all went to public school. I could very well venture into, like, we've all had to get our shot wrecked. Like, this isn't some, now if your argument is just that the government has just always been insidious, then cool, have that. But don't act like it's some like new age kind of phenomenon to have to, you know, work within these bounds. But you're gonna have your reason to have it. Like you said, I'll stand up in it. I'd much rather, I don't want to. I don't trust it. Whatever. I don't care. Stand cool. Fine.
But it's a personal choice.
I don't know about that. That still bothers me. I mean, the Brad stuff is annoying too, but like
it bothers me a lot less. If somebody just like, I didn't feel like going to get it, it bothers me a lot less than you coming and then you spreading falsehoods. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, the misinformation. I mean, the Kyrie thing with liking the tweets about that Rolling Stones article was pretty. Christian's vaccinated, Chad. He's just kidding.
I feel like Jimmy would say that.
He'd be fully vaxxed. I can't say, except for Moose. Moose said personal reasons he didn't want to come to the pod today. Said he really he had to think about it.
I thought you were really about to put this.
We were gonna say, God, G.
I'm so late on that joke. We were gonna open the show with that.
Moose is supposed to join us, but because of personal reasons, he decided not to. He needed to do his own research. But G made it actually about vax. Moose is vaccinated.
Well, you know the bad, because like, so a little background, because we were like 10 minutes late to start the show today. I lost my glasses. Like peak old person thing to do. Brass. I could not find my glasses anywhere.
Come on, bro. Highlight this Brass tweet real.
Which one?
Bill isn't good enough at defense to not be vaccinated.
That's true.
After what the Wizards did last season to the fucking NBA, they should be the only one team that's mandatory.
No, that part. That they got the whole Eastern fucking seaboard sick. No.
That's true.
I forgot that stretch.
Like, Biden should fucking put a mandate. No, listen, the rest of you guys do whatever you want. But the Wizards.
The Wizards, bro.
Get those fuckers. No, no, no. Get those fuckers out of here.
There was one tweet about Beal that it's like in response to the why y'all, if y'all are vaccinated, why you're getting COVID. It's like, if you're good at basketball, then why y'all keep losing?
Exactly.
Like, God damn.
He has a breakthrough case.
Yeah, then you just open yourself up to just getting flamed.
Yeah.
But
deservedly so at this point.
Fine. The fire alarm at the Wizards facility went off. And of course, everyone was like, PR really needed that shit to go away. Like somebody
just pulled the alarm. Shut Beal up.
The Tim Donovan of Washington, just fucking a heady play by them. It's just really got everyone.
Can we talk about Goran in a Raptors uniform and how that shit did not look right?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen him in a Raptors uniform. I watched.
You haven't? Oh,
I haven't.
Pull it up.
I think I have it right
Precious
here.
Precious looks perfect in it.
Yeah.
He's so stiff.
I hope we don't get DMCA'd for that.
Oh shit, my bad.
Well, Bam, by the way, Bam's dancing, not very good. It's not, you know, I don't want to say number six, but you know, six could dance.
Yeah, you know, six got them shoulders.
Chalmers?
Yeah. No, real Real kills it.
Two-time NBA champion.
Dancing NBA people. Shout out to Iman. I don't know if that's on right now. I just wanted to throw
it. I miss the All-Star Game dance battles with Shaq and LeBron. Those are great. We need those back again.
I haven't seen the Goran thing. Does that exist?
I'm gonna find it.
I haven't seen him. Yeah,
I have video, but I don't want to play the whole video.
Yeah, so
Al's doing his own research right now.
We also had Kyrie being just P Kyrie. So Kyrie couldn't show up to work today, health safety protocols. Took the Zoom from his house and also broadcasted on IG Live at the same time. It was very strange. He like had the phone over here and then he had like the Zoom camera here. And he had a lot going on. Then there was that fake Kyrie Irving quote that's like that was going around that it was something to the effect of doctors study for 12 years, but how much do they really know? You know, medicine has been around for 250 years.
The sad part is that people believed it.
I did. I fell for it.
I did.
Well, the thing is, it's sad on it's Kyrie's so behalf that like people would believe he'd say something like that.
It's a correct statement in my book.
Jamon, you're gonna get canceled. Do I have to pull the fire alarm? Brian,
do you really know that you know? But that's for another podcast.
It's just funny that we're just like we're all fucking piling on Kyrie, and then that's fake, and it's like sounds like something he would have said though.
I'm picturing the color in G's room just like going off like a fire alarm behind them.
We could make it red alert.
His personal reasons, and you know, if anyone else feels like they want to ask me that, it's going to be the same answer. Personal reasons, just respect it. And I don't know, like we were saying earlier, like what else can you say or like, you know?
Well, I think that article was kind of damning when it came to him and the
what article.
Article.
Where basically he's liking things on Instagram about microchips being in the vaccine being used to track black people, and like it's just like, okay, it's just that's where you lose me. Well, you lose me first when you say I'm not getting vaccinated, but okay, that's fine. You know what I mean? But then when you start with the microchips and the, you know, like you don't have a fucking phone in your pocket.
Same like, supercomputer on IG Live.
Right. Yeah, on IG Live.
On two devices.
On two devices. They're tracking your every movement, but you know.
Now and Siobhan, I gotta push back a little bit. Like I'm not here to give these dudes a pass on personal reasons bullshit. Like I'm kind of over that. These are people, you know, it's different if you're like a working class person. Especially like working class people of color, that I understand that there's like a genuine distrust because of the horrible things that this government has done. Like I don't blame, but for these men with capital and resources and information, for them to do this, and clearly people like Beal have not done their research. If Brad's asking dumbass fucking questions like that, right? So it's like these dudes
just because you have capital doesn't make you
no, but they have resources. They have resources. Okay. Like they like these are not poor guys that no, they have a fucking staff of team doctors that they can consult, or they have an organization that have so much. I mean, listen, these sports teams can get whatever they want in the city.
But okay, now here's where I'll push back on that. Why are we holding them to a higher standard than anybody who has all the access in the world? Like at this point,
all the millionaire white NFL execs, they quit. Police officers have been quitting because they don't want to get it. We're not talking about them and their chaos.
Oh, it's fuck cops every day.
Well, yes.
But at the end of the day, we do this thing, and to Siobhan's point, right? I have a problem as a black man watching black men with a platform spread misinformation. I think Siobhan has the same problem. But the fact is, sometimes we hold these guys to this higher standard.
Right.
Then we hold the general population, then we hold politicians to.
Give me
right. At the end of the day, the NBA is 90% vaccinated. WNBA is 99% vaccinated. But what we like to do is we like to hold up this one black guy, Kyrie, who does a lot of good things, as this complete idiot. Yes, he is a complete idiot on this subject. But like we tear him down. When I mean this, the ideas that he's espousing are pervasive throughout society, and we keep amplifying the dickheads on these topics. Like we keep amplifying. The less you know, the more we highlight the shit you say. CJ McCollum, all these different guys had really good things to say about being vaccinated. I do it for my family. I do it for my kids. But we keep highlighting the idiots over and over again. Right. It's funny. It's good content. It's but at some point, it becomes a little bit like, why we keep attacking these same dudes over and over again? You know what I mean? It starts to feel a little bit witch hunty. I'm not giving them a pass. I'm not. But I'm not going to hold them to a higher standard than the rest of the world because we all have Google on our phones.
Yeah.
So we are all as susceptible we're all as susceptible to the YouTube rabbit hole as we are to actual real information. And
YouTube rabbit holes are like more easily. I think not a lot of. I don't know if everyone was really like taught how to search out like reputable outlets, how to like, and then a lot of people who claim that they are doing their information or, you know, their research, they're not looking for the big old shit. They're not looking.
Now it's time for Chris to show his intellectual superiority. Chris, what is our SAT word for the day?
Pretend it's Alf.
What did I say? Espouse?
People aren't like looking for information that like actively challenges what they already think. So people are like, so just looking guard, for
that is so inside. You gotta, that is so inside. You gotta watch like a totally different show.
I thought I clicked something by mistake. I was like, what the
so
fuck?
So did I. I was like, happening? What did I do again? I understand the outrage at some of the things these guys are saying, but because we are a basketball heavy show where our timelines are basketball heavy, but it's not, it ain't world shaking. You know what I mean?
No, Alf, I mean, I know that we hold the people in our lives accountable. Like, you know,
we do.
Like I know you and I've talked about this and Brass and all of us, like, you know, the people in our lives that aren't vaccinated, we've held them accountable. Right. And there was a tweet today, Trey from Count the Dings and from The Athletic was like, I hope y'all hold your family that to the same energy. And I'm like, hell yeah, I do. I don't talk to those people. And there's plenty of people that were also quote tweeting like, no, I hold them to an even harder, higher standard, right? Because they're in my lives and they affect my immediate circle, not these ball players. Which again, I also think it's funny that these dudes are pumping their body with HGH and they're like, oh God, what's in that vaccine though? It's just fucking weird to me. I just don't get it.
It is weird, but what happens is we keep sticking a microphone in these guys' faces, expecting them to be at a different level of intelligence than the general population. They come from the general population, right? There are a lot of smart people we know who are anti-vaxxers. There's a lot of dumb people we know who've gotten vaccinated. Like, and they are just, they're actually, as a group, athletes are more vaccinated than the general public.
I think the NBA is like 90%. I read.
Yeah, that's why I said. And like, look at the WNBA, but nobody's talking to WNBA players about this shit. So it's like, it's just weird. I don't know. It's just weird sometimes. It's like, we expect so much from these guys. Like, why? What about their ascension to the height of NBA stardom makes you want to know their opinion on vaccination?
Because they have a platform, and I think that
doesn't mean that they like know what they're saying about, like.
No,
like,
I agree with you. I'm
like, we're asking these dudes to be role models that like they didn't quite necessarily sign up for.
But
you sign up for the access and for the things, guess come with it. You want to be a good human being. You want to do, you know, morally, you know, acceptable things. But like Alf said, these are other, you know, just members of the population.
But you know, it's like Jonathan Isaac, right? We all know there's some questionable shit about Jonathan Isaac going to Trump, you know, watching Trump rallies for information. He's a cult leader. Yeah. Okay. So we all know Jonathan Isaac is problematic. Okay, but like Jonathan Isaac is just out here minding his own business, being ignorant, and he ain't tweet about no vaccine. He hasn't made. He's not making YouTube videos. He's minding his own business. What do? We run to him because we know we gonna get the ignorant dumbass soundbite out of Jonathan Isaac. Then we say the dumb thing. He said the dumb thing. He said the and we run around and we're like, holy shit! I can't believe Jonathan Isaac said the dumb shit. Like, nigga, you know what Jonathan Isaac was about to say.
He's pretty dumb.
We do FSU. That. Like, we set them up as like targets. Like, I don't know.
1-3.
Hey, the only thing I'll push back a little bit on with Kyrie and like Wiggins is like their state requires. It's going to end up affecting their season because they're something about their state requires them to be vaccinated to play. So that actually goes into basketball. But like as far as like, yeah, the opinion and stuff and the belief and trying to dig more out of that, that's where you get too far. And that's where you're just, like you said, you're just pushing to listen to them make a fool of themselves.
Did you not hear Steph today? Like Steph sounded fucking pissed at Wiggins. Like Steph went up there on the podium and they asked him about Wiggins. And Steph is like, man, we tried to talk to him. Right? Like, and Steph sounded, as Jack said in our chat, peeved. He was annoyed. And then Bealicia said, you know, just get the shot, man. Like literally in front of a reporter. Like told Wiggins, bro, just get the shot.
Yeah. Like, there's never been a shot Bealicia didn't want to take.
Barely a lifer for that. I mean,
no, don't give him a lifer. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't know. The whole idea when they were starting to ask every NFL player, are you vaccinated? Okay, here's my I guess my thing is we don't want these people with this platform to spread misinformation,
right.
But then we seek misinformation from them to create headlines. You understand what I'm saying? Like Jonathan Isaac could have kept his dumbass opinions to himself, but we went and now there's all these other players saying cool shit, but we amplify the dumbasses.
No, but they're like, I will say, Alf,
that's been the world.
The dude that said personal reasons, that's not been received well either. So the dudes that just try to like deflect it.
I don't care what they say. Honestly, to me, and I know people don't agree with me, stop fucking asking them if they're vaccinated or not.
I think so too.
Why are we asking basketball players if they choose to come out and talk about their vaccination? Like if Kat wants to talk about it, let them talk about it. But like, why are we asking them? That should be between them, their doctors, and their families and their teams, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I do think that fans and media have a vested interest in
why? What is it your business?
What do you mean why?
What is it your personal immediate like?
Well, I mean, for the media, I mean, for shit. I mean, you're in the room with them.
That doesn't have to be an on camera question. Listen, I've been in locker room. There's all kinds of questions that are asked off camera. Hey. That's true. Kelly Olynyk, are you vaccinated? Because you look like you know a hippie.
You breathe in heavy.
You look like an anti-vaxxer.
You smear your blood across your.
Yeah, you look kind of gross. Are you vaccinated?
I mean, what the Heat did today. I mean, that question did not get asked at Heat Media, and kind of the Heat suggested that hey, we got this under control. Whatever that means, Miami does run a tight ship. What did Brass say?
Brass said Miami Heat beat amplifying dumbasses since the big three. Listen, I think he's talking about you.
Yeah,
he's
Brian talking about LeBron. And I have been given platforms that we don't deserve. Siobhan, Alf, Frankie Tiff, everybody else does, and now we don't.
I think even the Steph thing, right? Steph kind of has not a like Steph saying that is kind of consistent with who Steph has been.
Shmita says, I hope KZ is a lone anti-vaxxer on the team just so we don't have to watch him play.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.